Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, you guys did a charge on my card without my authorization for $59.89.
Yes, can I get your zip code?
85646.
So that's 85456?
85646.
85646.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first and last name?
Virginia Hicks, H-I-X.
Yes, Sam, give me one moment. Yes, Emma, could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is Post Office Box 4265, Chubbuck, Arizona, 85646.
Yes, and one moment. Yes, I mean, I do see there is a subscription started for our fitness app. There was a subscription that was started for our meal planning app called BiteTub.
No.
And that was started when there was a contest entered for the Dyson vacuum. Do you recall entering
Dyson
a contest
vacuum
for a Dyson?
Why was there a $59 charge? It was supposed to be free, and I didn't order a prescription.
That Dyson is a contest entry. In order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in that app. BiteTub, pick those winners based off
it
the subscription.
It doesn't say that.
It's stated on
the
website
Dyson
whenever you enter the contest.
It says get the Dyson vacuum cleaner in one click is all it says, and then pay for shipping and handling. Why am I being charged $60 for a prescription?
Yes, under the terms and conditions, it goes on to explain that that is a raffle. It's a subscription.
Oh, I
a contest entry.
Okay, I didn't sign up for a raffle. I signed up for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
It's a raffle for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to be eligible, you have to be enrolled in BiteTub. It's a meal planning app. It gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. It's usually about $60 a month.
I want
to
cancel that.
If you want to continue.
No, I want to cancel that. There was no indication that that's what it was getting.
Yes, and
this
the terms and conditions
totally
are
fraud.
On the website when you place the order. We do apologize. They might have been overlooked. Give me one moment to cancel your account, and I can give you a confirmation
fraud,
number.
Because that's not what it says. It says you want a gift, you want a $90 gift, and then you fill out a survey, and then on the survey you're given a chance. Your option is to get a gift, and this was the gift I chose. And now it says I have a subscription to some kind of health daily health thing. That is not. That is fraud.
We do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been misunderstood. We do apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been misunderstood. Give me a moment and I can cancel the account.
Pharmacy too.
Give me a moment and I can cancel the account. The terms and conditions were on the website.
This is fraud. See, when I tell you not to do this, I just did it. But it was through CVS Pharmacy said you, you know, with your membership, you've won $90 gift. And I thought, well, I had never seen that before. No, CVS Pharmacy isn't, but I'm going to let them know they're using their name as a promotional backup. Yeah, this is
your entry's been canceled. Would you like the confirmation number?
You can just email it to me.
We have to give a confirmation number over the phone. Would you like the confirmation number?
Well, I'll have to get a pen and pencil just a second. I don't know why you guys do this kind of shit. I just don't understand.
Our terms and conditions are on the website.
Yeah, you know nobody goes with those terms and conditions.
We do apologize that they were over. We do apologize they might have been overlooked. You would have had to agree that you would have understood those. C as in cat, 920484-4471.
My pen went dead. Just a second. Go start over.
C as in cat, 920484-4471.
All right.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yeah, right. You are crooks.
Sorry you feel that way.
They
thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm going to let them know. Damn, that's ridiculous.